This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The writers of the Bible often used illustrations that were familiar to their readers. Jesus spoke of seeds and soils, of losing a coin, a sheep, and a boy, of the lilies of the field and birds of the air, and of many other common items and experiences. The Lord and His inspired representatives wanted their listeners and readers to understand what they were teaching and to have those lessons indelibly stamped on their minds. The great prophets of the Old Testament also used symbols and figures to impress the truth of God on their hearers. Jeremiah tells of a vision he received from the Lord. The Lord showed him 2 baskets of figs, one with very good figs and the other with very bad figs. The Lord explained to Jeremiah the meaning of the 2 baskets of figs. The good figs represented the Israelites who accepted their exile in Babylon. God was responsible for their being carried into captivity. He sent them into Babylon for their own good, Jeremiah 24:5. But was it not treasonous for the Jews to accept their captivity without rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar? It was the will of God that they accept their exile in Babylon. God would use their captivity to discipline and to strengthen them. The Lord said, "I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them again to this land." If the Jewish exiles learned the lesson God intended to teach them by allowing them to be conquered, they would be blessed by their 70 years in exile. The exile would end in 70 years. God would return them to their land. He promised to build the nation, not pull it down. He would plant them and not pluck them up. But all of that was conditioned on their faithfulness to Him. We need to learn what the Israelites at various stages of their national development had difficulty learning, and that is, when God attaches conditions to His blessings, we have to meet those conditions. When God tells us we must believe in His Son, repent of our alien sin, confess our faith in Christ, and be baptized for the remission of sins, those are conditions we must honor if we expect to be forgiven and to be added to the Lord's church. The Calvinistic doctrine of unconditional election contradicts the simple statements of God's book. There are conditions for being saved and conditions for remaining saved. That truth ought to be too obvious for anyone to deny. If the Jews would obey God's will by going into Babylon, God would give them a heart to know Him. They would be His people, and He would be their God. When God said He would give the Israelites a heart to know Him, He was not saying they would know of His existence. They already knew God existed, but they did not have a right relationship with Him. They were not acting as God's people were supposed to act. By their disobedience to His laws, they were no longer His faithful children. He would not bless them if they did not follow His commands. If they did obey Him, they would return to their homeland with their whole heart. The great truths of the book of Jeremiah and of other Old Testament books were designed to teach all subsequent generations what God demanded of His people. Paul lists a number of incidents in the history of the Israelite people, and then he said, "Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." 1 Corinthians 10:11. Have modern men learned the lessons we're supposed to learn from these Old Testament examples? My friends, I exhort you to read the Bible carefully, not just the New Testament, but the Old as well, to learn from the many examples the Lord gives and, of course, the many instructions that are included. We cannot know what God wants us to do without reading His Word, without having Him to tell us exactly what He expects of us. When we have read His Word and learned what He wants, then we are to respond in faith and obedience to that word. Thank you, and may God bless you.